Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 19, 2, 6, 6, 2, 2. 63, 51. Hike. Yeah, man. Yeah, all right. I remember when I took that picture. It's a selfie, obviously. Taken in the parking lot at the Vons supermarket on Channel Islands Boulevard when there was still a Vons on Channel Islands Boulevard. Or maybe it was the Ralphs. I don't know. But it was a filter that I'd found, and I decided to just do some evil-looking thing. And obviously, I liked it and kept it, and now it's sort of, I think it's overstayed its goddamn welcome, if you want my honest opinion. There you go. There you go. So there you have it, man. Let's get some, what are we doing now, man? What I'm trying to do is get the old DDR working here, man. DDR2. There's a number of different ways you can go about this, as I'm discovering. You can slot it according to the input. Now, this is interesting. This is something I... I'm just joking. You can slot it. You can... or you can just go ahead and put the input, which I know I'm not making a lot of sense, but then again, this goddamn machine doesn't make a whole lot of sense, except it's a good... It's a good goddamn machine. That flying in and flying out stuff is beginning to get on my goddamn nerves. Okay? Now, how do you change up this stuff? I'm sure there's a way to do that, too. Yeah, you know, see, like that. But that's a pain in the ass. All right. Welcome to our pre-show for Tuesday. This is our usual encore show, which is generally taken from a show from a archive of a year ago. We did roll out some Steve Bozell today to great effect, to great success. People who are not yet subscribers dug it, you know. And one of the things that we provide on our website that nobody else can when it comes to our material is my nose... Jesus Christ almighty, it fucking spots back on my nose. One of the things we provide on our website about the Phil Hendry Show is that I have perspective and I have information and I have history and I have background on how the bits occur. And I'm going to be doing a lot more of that when we do encore shows. And if we roll out a classic, for instance, I'll be doing a lot more of that and giving people, you know, you guys are subscribers. You deserve to know everything about this work. If I figure if you're paying money to hear it, you want to know everything there is to know about it. So that is what we're going to do, you know, as we press forward, give you a little bit more in the way of information. Now, who is this? They just signed Zach Taylor, the Cincinnati Bengals. So here's another quarterback that... Wait a minute, man. Oh, they're showing the other quarterback getting hit and having a bad... How will new head coach Zach Taylor succeed with it? What am I talking about? Very interesting. Here's the National Football League. I think she's pregnant. Now, this is Bears. I don't know if I'll make it in time. Where are we here? I think this is very, very... See this gal here? This girl is... not in her 20s, which is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. She is not a so-called model. If you saw her, now she looks pregnant. She's in a very loose-fitting dress, but it also, you know, she's sitting, so it's hugging her around. And here's the thing. I don't want to focus on a woman's looks, but unfortunately, that's what they do in television. You can see there, she's pregnant, but she's not wearing, you know, the latest thing has been to wear these skin tight. I don't know what it is, man. They're just always dancing with the appearance of women on television, especially on this NFL channel. Lindsay Rhodes, when she was pregnant, they had her in some skin tight fucking knit dress, which is cool. I guess the women dig that. But it would be nice for them to just go back to having people look. If I sound like some touchy-feely liberal, that's kind of how I am with this shit. When it comes to like the public display of people and their bodies, because I don't, you know, I personally get my thrills in private So, when they start looking at guys and start, and that's what I personally would like to see, commentary on guys and their looks. Just go ahead and apply it to guys that they apply to women. Boy, look at him. He's gotten fat, hasn't he? Look at the ass on him, man. And look at the three chins he's got. Jesus Christ. What do they got him on TV for? He's too fucking ugly. I mean, this is kind of how it's been for women. All right. Now then, let's do what we do. And the funky chicken, too. Dig me? Right on. Okay. You feel me? All right. This is our VU meter, obviously. Now, what I want to do here is log onto our website. Ah, look at that. There's a website right there. I'm going to log on to the old website. Make sure that I do not have... boom, 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 boom. So long, Chris. Oh, that dude, is that Chris Long from the Eagles? What's the problem here, man? Come on. God damn it. All right, so here's what we do. Today's the 21st of May. And there's the ever-smiling face of Phil Hendry. 2018 was last year. Or was it 2017? I'm kidding. But, you know, one of these days I won't be, and that's when you should just clearly just call and say, somebody go ahead and get Phil out of there. May 21st, 2018. What was going on? What do you want to bet I was on vacation or something? I mean, I'm here at Monday. Our Sunday show features Margaret and Frank Gray arguing about, okay, this ought to be good. Fooling around on Twitter Saturday night when they had a party to attend. What the fuck? That ought to be funny. So then we download the pre-show. Download the show. You know. And we do this. And then we do it one more time because there's another one that's going to load in there in a second, which is a regular show. Am I right about that? Come on, Mr. Regular Show. Load in. All right, bitch. The other thing we'll do is we'll look for a classic podcast. The classic podcast, which is, now I have to check. And I generally do. I don't have my, God damn it, I don't have my phone. I usually can look on my phone to see what texts I sent. Oh, there we go. I just fired off. I'm pretty sure it was like December 2003 or 4, but I got to double check it. So we'll go back home. And I'm looking at all of your suggestions on Melissa's BSPs and More page for the next marathon that will happen on the weekend of the, did I say the 12th? Whatever that weekend is of June. So we'll get into the summertime, you know, and what do we got going on here, man? Oh, yeah. Monday. Steve Bozell dancing around the fucking masculine drum. December 2004, November 2003. That's kind of how I do it. Just for want of another system. November 2003. And it seems to be working out better that way rather than just sort of randomly grabbing hours. Now, generally you get November 2000, November of any year, there's always some Thanksgiving material that's, and there's always, you know, and it's generally pretty good. The one that I really loved was when I think it was Roland Schwinn or somebody, it was the fat man, was eating and allowing people to watch him eat. Look at this. Here's a Thanksgiving Day Steve Bozell marathon. Are you loving this? A cyber sex, how about that? On November 27, 2003, on our radio show, we did a Steve Bozell marathon. The ever popular Steve Bozell. Here's when Lloyd Bonafide is a senior citizen who says he has the right of way, and if you see one coming, this is bound to be really good. Now, here's what we do with that. This is hour two, and something tells me that it's probably not cut up into hours. It's probably one big download, however, you never know, so we have to wait and see. Yep, it's one big fat download. So what we'll do is this. Download the motherfucker. Boink. Get ourselves an Audacity program up. And I, oh shit, will I be able to do this? Let's see. I don't know. Oh, it's not going to let me do it, man. So stand by, okay? And I will be back at you here in a secchi pooey. Okay. Had to do a whole bunch of editing there for you guys who are listening only to the pre-show and are not watching the video cast. You were spared the long, boring trial of listening to all of that jazz, you know. So let's see what else we got going on here. We got some television happening. So we're going to get back over here to our... we just did a classic download for our classic podcast. We're getting back over here now to our encore show, which will be for the 21st of May, 2018. It looks to be a really interesting one. Margaret and Frank arguing about some bullshit. I don't know what. We'll find out what it is. You know what? I always thought, and this is the only basketball fans would give a shit about this, but Steve Kerr, or however they pronounce his name, I thought he was Johnny Carr's son. Or grandson. No relation. Johnny Carr was a major player in the 50s and a coach and a color commentator and is a legendary name in the history of the NBA. And I always assumed that the two men were related. No, not Steve Kerr is from a completely different family. A very tragic story. In fact, his father was killed, I think, in Beirut. His father was a professor at the American University there and was killed by terrorists or his grandfather. One of the two, I think. And that's horrible enough. But then what's ultra, well, not near as horrible, but still horrible is the fact that I'm so dumb, I don't know, you know, whose family is which. All right. Is that Steve Largent? They're doing a special and doing a thing about Steve Largent. A hell of a fucking wide receiver, Steve Largent. And set a lot of records back when the Seattle Seahawks were just a piece of shit. They had Largent, they had... That was it. And then they gradually began to amass a team. And I remember, does anybody remember the Seahawks when they had Dan Dornick and guys like that? And these are guys that were winning playoff games for them. All right, so I'm done that with all of that chit-chat. Here we go. Now we're going to do the show thing. We're opening up our, we've already downloaded these two things. All we need to do
take
now.
Go have another cocktail over here, Phil. I'll talk to you later.
Go ahead.
The Cuddy. All I drink is Cuddy. Like touch. Hey.
Frank, give me the phone.
Hold on. Hey, you. All I drink is Cuddy. Now, I've said that to you 6 times. Each of one of these 6 empty glasses in front of me was full of Cuddy. Why do I got...
Now, what is this?
Take the phone. Go have another cocktail over here.
Pick up at, BPM.
You've been on my... Oh, so I was playing something back. You still got my number, girl, you need to call me. I feel like they want to see me. So I was playing something back.
Kenny, you're doing good.
Three, Wilson as Jimmy Hoffa. Okay, cool. Thank Kenny God. Slags, Prince, I mean, welcome to the Phil Henry Show pre-show.
Yes.
The fuck am I saying?
Thank
Kenny
you.
Slags.
But it reminded me of what you
calling, running through air. Tried to, you know.
Queued up. And then we'll start.
Knowingly done that. And people who have... So I have my
Phil, he's my husband. Wait a minute.
I love how this is snarky king of comedy is. Nice. You got it, baby. I'm Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear on this here podcast are Podcast One. The snarky king of comedy is back, Jack, to provide his no-holds-barred opinion on current events.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Ticks. That ain't a typo. That's polo ticks. Pop culture and what... Is that a typo? See, I'm going to assume that's a typo. Because I don't want to have anybody screaming at me.
This is back in the day when we were starting to suffer
and
the herky-jerky buffering and jumping of the old TriCaster.
I can see it.
Almighty.
I can see it. I can see it, you know. One year ago, look at the weight. I can tell the difference in weight. And everybody that sees me makes the same comment. What the hell happened to you, man? I'm not saying they say I look good. They just say I look. If you like this podcast, well, I hope you check out the Dennis Miller option every Wednesday at Podcast One. If you like this podcast, I really hope you check out the Dennis Miller option every Wednesday at Podcast One. The snarky.
I'm letting this. I want to do an intro.
No holds barred opinion on current events, politics, pop culture, and whatever else is on his mind. Check out the Dennis Miller option at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review. I'm Phil Hendry. Hold the voice.
Wait a minute, bitch.
I'm Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on this here podcast are performed by me. All right, so we're going to just do a quick intro.